if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree-type salads. Cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Mr. Sandman.
Spring is here, my favorite time of the year, except there's no football, it's still too cold to swim, pollen. Okay, maybe it's not my favorite season, but it is a great time to buy a new mattress. My new lineups are coming in with introductory sale prices on products you won't see anywhere else in this area. Memory foams, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses are in stock. We still have many nice closeouts and floor samples at crazy low prices, including some Serta, Jameson, and Restonic sets. We also have a number of adjustable base floor samples discounted. A large selection of headboards and beds are on sale. Come to the store that actually tells you the price, not the payment for 5, 6, or 8 years. We have no interest financing with approved credit, but we have many nice mattress sets you can afford to pay for. Thick queen mats from $249, kings from $299. King adjustable bases from $299 while supplies last. Twin mattresses started only $99. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday with a huge inventory on hand on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, across from the Dollar General, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
And now a star is born. On April 9th, 1929, the world welcomed little baby Hugh Hefner.
Congratulations, Mom and Dad. It's a playboy. I'm only going to read it for the articles.
Hugh Hefner, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's Ford.
Stand by for news.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. The Justice Department says it's uncovered a $1 billion Medicare scam targeting the nation's seniors.
A needed back, shoulder, and knee braces were charged to Medicare after they were peddled to seniors through foreign call centers. Federal officials say 24 people, including doctors, faced charges in the alleged scam. The Health and Human Services Inspector General says it's one of the biggest frauds the office has investigated.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Actress Lori Loughlin and other parents hit with new money laundering charges today in the college admissions bribery scandal. Loughlin's fashion designer husband, Massimo Giannulli, also among the 16 handed the new charges. News: the Trump administration is considering tariffs on the European Union, helping push stocks lower today. The Dow falling 190 points, the S&P down 18, with the NASDAQ 45 points lower. This is Fox News.
Good talk to Brad.
7 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Joey, let's check them baseball scores.
Yeah, a lot of action today.
The Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
It's opening day in Boston. Boston winner of the last World Series, but off to a 3-8 start on the road this year, finally coming home to defend. That's family.
Yeah, just because you were great last year doesn't guarantee crap this year. But it's still a long season.
Do you have any other cliches you want to throw in before? Actually, opening day at Fenway, Chris Sale, their ace, they just gave this guy $135 million.
Oh, that's a big chunk of change.
Yeah, and he's pitched like crap.
Oh, Lord.
His third start today, he gives up, Joey, 5 runs. His earned run average is 9. There's no idea what that means. Gives up 7 hits, 5 earned runs. And the Red Sox are down 6-4. It's in the bottom of the 8th. 2 outs, runner on second base.
Yeah, I think it's a sandbagging strategy.
Oh?
Oh, yeah. Teams are going to be, like, ready, chomping at the bit after seeing that ERA. Oh, man. And then he's going to, you know, kick it into high gear after the All-Star game.
Rays thumping the White Sox in Chicago. The Indians already pulled out a win in Detroit this afternoon, 8-2 at the Tigers opening day.
Well, Cleveland needs it. Oh, they need it.
Speaking of needing it, we talked about that this morning. Let me look.
Ironically, I need some Cleveland, Ohio in my life too.
Who does?
I don't know. I put them on hold.
Hi, who's this?
Yes, this is Jenny. I'm here to drop off a donation.
Oh, how kind of you. Are you at the radio station?
Yes, I'm at your front door.
Now, I'm going to send a young man down. Now, don't be frightened because he has, you know, a do-rag on his head and long hair and he looks like the Shrouded Turin. His name is Joey. He's actually very nice. And he'll bring the donation up here and I'll put it on the page. You are so sweet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I mean, I hate to order you around like you're some kind of a servant.
No, it's fine.
But this is for a greater cause.
Yeah, I know. Don't need to lecture me.
Just go. That's the kind of hustle we like to see. These millennials, man. Gosh, Rosie, our Friday teammate sent me the cutest picture of a little tiny French bulldog, a baby, in a bowl of cereal. I got to get this on Facebook, too. Thank you, Rosie. That was very kind of you to do that. Yeah, well, you know, look, there's so much crap going on. I'm just not... I'm not ready for a melt... Not yet. The one who has pushed me closest to meltdown. Now, why doesn't Drudge have something about this today? About this... yesterday, I called it Minnesota Stan. How is Minnesota, you know, in the frozen tundra, how is Minnesota producing these anti-Semitic congresswomen who describe 9/11 as the day where, yeah, some people did something? I don't see anything on this story anywhere on Drudge. Drudge is on the other side now. I don't need him to be pro-Trump. It was always a place you at least get balance. You know, you get both sides of a story. And I don't see anything on this on Drudge. Something happened there. I'm not sure what. By the way, we do have a couple of light showers that are passing through, but they'll be over and done with quickly as cooler air is getting to make its way into our neck of the woods. Today is Tuesday. I think we'll roll call today. Why not? At 4:11, let's go down and visit Mr. Balaki and get a look at the roads, and then we'll be right back.
Montgomery Skywatch looking around the river region as we move into the 4 o'clock hour. Traffic in the downtown area is pretty messed up because Madison Avenue is closed for a couple of blocks, so people are trying to go around that, so there's a lot of crowds on East Jefferson Street and Columbus Street headed into the downtown area, and there's a big crowd of folks leaving out on Madison Avenue. Once you clear the closed streets, Madison Avenue's open all the way back up to the Atlanta Highway, and it's crowded going that way. If you're on the boulevard, we don't see any problems for you this afternoon other than a crowd around the Troy Highway, the Baptist Hospital, also up around I-85 and the Atlanta Highway. Speaking of the Atlanta Highway, it's pretty crowded out there. Be careful if you're around the area of Eastdale Mall. You're going to run with a lot of folks beside you as you head out towards Taylor Road, and Taylor Road's the same way all the way through East Chase over to Vaughn Road. Let's get home safely this afternoon. Reinhardt Toyota must sell 200 Toyotas by the end of the month. Test drive any Toyota, and you'll be registered to win a Kindle Fire Stick. No purchase necessary. There'll be a winner each week. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, sent young Joey.
Joey!
Downstairs, he's probably frightening that poor woman. In the meantime, this is Billy.
What's going on, Greg?
How you doing, man?
Bud, you just brought up the question, you know, how these crazy women are getting voted in the state of Minnesota. I'll tell you exactly how they get voted in, my friend.
Mm.
Go back and look where Barack Obama had these refugees brought in.
The Somalians, yes.
Yep, certain areas of Minnesota.
Minnesota and Michigan. And
exactly right.
So I get the impression from the way they speak that they're just like totally okay with Sharia law and, you know.
Yeah, chopping women's heads off.
I think there's, you know, murdering gay people. Yeah. Democrats have a real problem because while they're embracing this Ilhan because they're scared to death of her and, of course, AOC.
You know what we need, Greg? We need a good old purge in this country, man. We just need a good old fashioned just.
You know what?
Let the clock strike
That's kind of what the president
the number 12,
did. That's kind of what the president
the
did today.
Everybody.
Excuse me. That's kind of what the president did today. Got rid of the head of the Secret Service, under whose watch so many weird things, including, you know, remember the couple that got into the Obama party? I forget their name. The guy that made it all the way into the White House while Obama was president. Very weak. I think the Secret Service, I think what they need to do is just end the Department of Homeland Security, stop with this, and put people in charge of specific areas like it used to be. I think the Homeland Security thing has been a complete failure.
Well, it's been a joke for the past few administrations or past presidents, and Donald Trump's exposing all of them, Republican and Democrat.
That's correct.
And, They're all a bunch of clowns, with George Bush included. And anybody out there who thinks George Bush was a great president, they're full of hockey, my friend. So that being said, that's exactly how you got these crazy ass women that are doing what they're doing. And you know what? It's going to get worse.
So they're going to be moving. The Democrats are afraid to address a Muslim woman, and they're also, of course, afraid to address a woman because of what she said.
Exactly right.
They
nobody there has a pair of balls, my friend. Nobody, except one man.
One man.
You know what? My vote got him in office.
Well, I based on what I'm seeing here, and now that people realize this whole Russian collusion hysterics was, you know, just another act of political theater and a waste of time, and now they want his tax returns. You know, somebody needs to go up and get Jerry Nadler a nice kick in the gonads.
But you know what's going to happen, Greg? Let him go ahead and look at his tax return. What's going to happen if they owe him a refund?
That would be great. That would be...
Yes, it would.
In fact,
well, listen,
look,
man.
Rich people aren't stupid. They don't hire accountants to hide stuff because they know they're going to be audited almost every year.
Exactly.
Sean Hannity talks about it. He gets audited every year. So he doesn't put himself in a position where they can, you know, get him into trouble.
Well, he's a businessman, and he's a very good businessman, and everything he's ever done has been a success. From what I know, he's had to file bankruptcy before. But you know what? How many people you know in business have done that? You know, I can think a lot of people who work with Bobby Lauder.
I had to file it once. I had no choice. I was going to lose my house. If I didn't file, I would have been homeless.
Yeah.
And it bought me some time.
And there are people that are good people out there, good attorneys that really do well to help people out.
By the way, that was during those great, the big economic boom of the Clinton presidency. Couldn't have been worse for me. Well, anyway, Billy, thanks for the call.
Thank you, brother.
Appreciate the call. Who was the lovely person who came by?
Jenny.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jenny.
You didn't scare her or anything?
No, we actually talked about wrestling. She brought it up. So maybe, you should watch it.
Sound like a threat?
Just watch it. It sounded that way because it was brother.
Brother.
I know about your knee problems. Next time you're walking up the stairs, hit you with a little chop block and put you in a figure four. And I've been working on my yoga. I put you in a figure eight and do that
bridge. What's a figure four? What happens with that? Whatever it is, don't touch my private parts.
I'm not going to touch your private parts. Good Lord. The fact that you know what? Sometimes I think you doth protest too much.
Oh, is that what you're
saying? Yeah. It is. It is what I think.
Well, you always have to admire somebody who thinks. 4:18. We're going to roll call today.
Really?
It's Tuesday.
That's a change.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to roll call today. I made that decision. Let's see. I'm just looking ahead here to the future. This is what I wanted to mention. There's an event coming up the weekend, not this coming weekend, but a week from Saturday, that you might want to put on your calendar and schedule it to participate, because it's all about better vision. It's the spring screening at Montgomery Eye. Food, beverage, and for those who get screened for a LASIK procedure, you don't have to have it. Just find out. It only takes a few minutes, too, by the way, because I've done it. Get screened for LASIK, and they'll give you a lovely goodie bag. They're going to have door prizes available to everybody that attends. It's a festival to celebrate better vision. So it's on the 20th from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. If you'd like more information, you can reach them at 272-2020 or learn more about the spring screening event at Montgomery Eye, right across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road, at this web address, onlinemep.com. That's onlinemep.com. News, 419.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Montgomery's district attorney is holding an evening of remembrance in honor of National Crime Victims' Rights Week. The ceremony's at 6 tonight at Southside Church of Christ, and will have information about support services for families. Plus, after the Department of Justice slammed the state's prison system, one group held a press conference today to tackle the issue. Officials with the Southern Poverty Law Center say they sent a letter to Governor Ivey and the Department of Corrections with a plan to improve prison safety. On the list is building new prisons, hiring more workers, increasing pay, and sentencing and parole reform. And the qualifying period to run for the District 74 House of Representatives seat ends tonight at 5. Right now, Charlotte Meadows and Tobias Grant are running on the Republican side, and so far, no Democrats in the race. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
See, you know, those recommendations from the SPLC on prison improvement, why don't they take some of those hundreds of millions of dollars they got stashed offshore and donate that money to the state so they can make those prison improvements? Why not? Isn't poverty law? You got all this money from all these wonderful, well-intended liberals around the country. Why don't you put it to good use? But that's really not your mission. I'm just talking to myself here out loud, which I'm allowed to do under the First Amendment.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. The risk of some scattered showers will remain in the forecast through tonight. A little cooler tonight. Overnight low temperature drops to about 56. Tomorrow, boy, I think it's going to be a great spring day. High temperature up to about 84. Lots of sunshine around. Thursday, I think we're dry during the day. Breezy and warm with a high around 83. Chances some storms perhaps into the overnight hours Thursday night into part of Friday. Then over the weekend, we'll be watching the development of another storm system, one that could be a big deal, especially late in the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Countdown to Game of Thrones. Only 5 days left to fill out your office pool fantasy brackets to see who will sit on the Iron Throne. Yes, that's really a thing. Countdown to Game of Thrones.
The United States Air Force Academy Band from Colorado Springs presents My Country, Tis of Thee at the Riverwalk Amphitheater in Montgomery, Alabama on Friday, April 12th at 7:30 p.m. This family-friendly event will feature the concert band in a program that highlights musical diversity and represents the excellence of our men and women in uniform. The concert is free and open to the public. No tickets are required for this event, and seating is open for general admission.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Lewis Lawn Equipment, a cut above the rest. It's our annual Paw It Forward pet drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment.
For more information on the Paw It Forward pet drive, go to newstalk931.com.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home, so treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Trustworthy. Accurate. Immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Make your next vacation destination Venezuela. Come and enjoy the scenic views. The hospitality. And the people. Venezuela, a place you will never forget.
Warning, stay away from Venezuela.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
You're listening to the best talk show in... You know what I just did? I just put nothing from nothing over Alabama.
For shizzle.
Idiot.
Nothing from nothing leaves. You gotta have something if you wanna be with me. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
Say it working.
Then call it off.
Nah.
Chill out.
This is the worst one ever. Because
nothing from nothing leaves nothing. And I'm not stuffing. Believe you me.
Well, what, you pervert?
So you want the winning word?
Don't you remember I told you?
It's unbelievable.
No, it's not.
I'm a soldier in the war on poverty. Yeah.
This thing is nuts, man.
Yeah, it is. 272-9228, 272-9228 for today's Bomb Hours winning word. Lunch for two.
Are you sure this work will be in competent hands?
Certainly, we're all incompetent.
Certainly not in makers. By the way, we're watching the election in Israel.
Netanyahu!
Gotta have at least one moment of redemption.
I know you're probably half gooned on Percocet.
No, just incompetent today.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
What is wrong with you?
You gotta have something.
She's a tool.
If you wanna be with me.
You hot pile of moron.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something. If you wanna be with me.
Cuz. Who cares? Hang on, I'll get to your calls in a moment. I gotta make one myself.
Suicide hotline, please hold.
I'm gonna so good today.
It hasn't, Greg. It's a great day. Not only in America, but it's a great day for Greg Udell. He just makes some mistakes every once in a while. It's fine.
God, 84 didn't even give me a score. He just sent me an emoji. All right, let's go down the line here and find caller 9. You are caller 1. Try again immediately. You are caller 2, caller 3, caller 4. You are caller 5. And now we'll go down to caller 6. Caller 7. Now, this is the one that we know. Yeah, this is caller 8. I'm not doing anything right today. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. It's News Talk 93.1. Who's this?
This is Papa John.
Papa John?
Yes, it is.
The pizza guy?
You know better, you snake.
Yeah. I need the winning word.
Greg, I heard in passing this morning. I hope I'm right. If not, somebody else is going to get a shot at it. Caribbean?
Nice!
We would accept it.
Yahoo.
Caribbean or Caribbean, as Billy Ocean called it. So you have
Well, won. That is fantastic.
Yeah, yay. You won lunch for two at Bomb Hours. Vic, yeah. We will. Hold on, Papa John. You're going to, young Joey's going to.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. There's no escaping one thing.
I suck at this job.
I don't know what happened. Here's the thing. We have a... this digital system, which for the most part is pretty cool. And the first sound effect I went to play, for some reason, I put the Billy Preston song in. So whatever was there, and now I don't remember what was there, and I just lost it from that point on. It was supposed to be, that was Bugs Bunny saying Alabama. That's why it didn't work. All right. So let me put Bugs back. Let me get this. This is so unprofessional to do this in the middle of a show, but you're used to that.
Alabama?
That's what I wanted. That's what threw the whole damn roll call off.
Need some wood?
No. I make my own. It is 4:31. We want to thank Jenny for coming by with the donation for Mary Nell, and I reposted that fundraiser on Facebook. I'm just, look, if enough of us can give us $10, you know, this poor woman has been through medical hell, amputation, and treatment for a variety of other maladies, but what's happened is the medications and the treatment she's had to endure have made her teeth brittle. And you Medicare for all twerps, Medicare doesn't cover dental. In fact, if you watch good TV like the Smithsonian Channel, you'll note that about half the ads that run on that and some of the other channels for more mature people like me are all about supplementing your Medicare. And you don't get it for free. You pay into it for your entire life. And it's hardly adequate on its own to cover your needs. So you got to buy a supplemental policy. Meanwhile, people have been paying into it for 6 weeks. I want Medicare. No, you don't. It's like every other thing the government has taken over. It sucks. Well-intended, but it sucks. We don't know who this is?
No.
A rogue contestant, perhaps? Hello?
Yes. Hola.
Hola.
Am I too late for the word? Did I miss it?
You missed the word, but we do appreciate you trying and listening.
Man's got to try. Yaman.
That a noise. I don't know what that was, but
sounded like a car door open with the keys and the ignition.
We're sorry, but try tomorrow because Papa John won today, and that means he can't win tomorrow, so somebody else will. And that's how it works. Never ever give up, like I just did. I am. I'm just filled with
shame.
No, don't sit here and wallow in your own self-inflicted shame. What is this, a pity party?
At the moment, yes.
And what good does that do you?
Nothing.
What does that do to your psychology?
No, it doesn't do anything.
I don't want to sit across the desk from some Eeyore. I want to sit across the desk from the champ, Greg Budell.
I was that guy until a few minutes ago. Now I'm just a piece of radio driftwood. I have made some smart decisions recently, like buying again at Jack Ingram.
That was genius of you, yes.
You know, this is the second time I've done it. I went we thought that the show had earned an upgrade. His first car was nice, and it served him well for over 2 years. But he's in the frickin' honor society, things I didn't even dare dream of touching when I was in college. He's still 18 years old. He's phenomenal. And a very careful driver, so we wanted to get him. We got and Tip Thames, as always, has just that right vehicle. Subaru Outback, beautiful condition, owned by a guy in the I think a Navy captain, who in great detail kept a diary of all the service on that car the entire time he owned it. When I looked on the inside of the vehicle, I had never seen a car that was not off a factory or on a showroom with a sticker on the window that looked better than this. It was amazing. And Mrs. Ritterbottle was interested in a sedan with a little more fuel efficiency, but still, you know, she likes. So, a 17 Corolla with low original mileage, warranty time left on it. So I said, Tip, can we take the two we bought and trade them, and can you work out an arrangement where our new payment's going to be about where the other one was at? And he did it. It was just a margin of small percentage points higher. So he's one of those, you know, look, when you go to Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, the first thing you should know is you can depend on any vehicle there has been thoroughly vetted. Reliable, pre-owned vehicles. We're all driving them in my house. I got my 17 Rogue. It had 1,800 miles on it. It still had the new car smell, but I didn't pay the depreciation on the vehicle. That was already taken care of. and I still have it, and I still love it. And I'd probably trade it in for another Rogue someday, because I really like this particular SUV. I like the one-button, hands-free cellular system. You can talk to Siri. Send Joey a text. And she always asks, you mean Joey with the question marks? Because I always,
yeah.
I have your name in my phone, like I say it on the radio.
Joey!
Like that.
Oh, yes, yes.
And then, well, traffic's a little slow, so put Opinion Rhapsody in the system to play, you know, at 3. Stuff like that. It's very handy. And very safe, because you never have to take her off the road for a second. Or put yourself at risk. So these are cars that are buttoned down, great safety features, and technology you want. And the Rogue, I lowered my car payment on that by $140 a month from the, thanks to Donnie Turner pointing out that hybrids were not holding their value. You know, it was a good deal for me. So we are now 5-time purchasers of Jack Ingram, and I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't suggest that you at least consider it unless I was doing it myself. And the cool thing is that a friend ended up shopping at Jack Ingram looking for an SUV, and guess what he bought? Mrs. Ritterbuttel's Juke. Fit the price range. The car was well maintained by Don Duncan. It passed muster in the service department, so they cleaned it up, they detailed it, and put it back on the lot for sale, and it lasted a day. So shop at jackingram.com or stop by and see Tip and his team at 235 Northeastern Bypass. And please tell them you heard about them here on News Talk. We've got traffic, weather, local news, and Fox Business all wrapped up with one big bow here, and then we're back. It's 4:38.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the middle of the 4 o'clock hour. There's a couple of issues up in the Prattville area, Millbrook area, you need to know about. We have an accident in the 3100 block of Highway 14 in Millbrook, so watch out there. In Prattville, we have fire and other emergency responders responding to a house fire. That's at Camellia Drive and Daniel Drive, so make room for them and watch out. Once they get on the scene, traffic will be jammed up right there. If you're on the interstates headed towards Prattville, we don't see any problems on 65. 85's looking pretty good this afternoon as well. The biggest jam up we see is in the downtown area. It just seems to be real crowded this afternoon. Lots of traffic over on Columbus and Jefferson as they try to get their way around the block on Madison Avenue. If you're on the boulevard, there's not a lot of trouble for you. Just slowdowns around the traffic lights, so watch out there. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Stop by the Mellow Mushroom, Winger Sports Grill, the AMC Movie Theater, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Years. Well, kids banking on getting a summer job when school ends might be in luck, as the firm Challenger Gray & Christmas is predicting there will be around 5% more job opportunities for teenagers this year compared to last year. Stocks getting hammered on Wall Street Tuesday. The Dow, S&P 500, and the NASDAQ all closing lower. Investors in a selling mood mainly because of worries about growth and trade. And quite an honor for the capital of Texas. U.S. News & World Report naming Austin as the best place to live in America. Their study looked at things like the job market, the affordability of housing, and the quality of life. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Connell McShane.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
Hi, I am Justin Galvin, retired athlete from your local ball team, so I know a thing or two about insuring a landscaping business. I trust the pros, commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive. Get customized insurance solutions that'll hit a grand slam home run for you. We done?
A totally mailed-in celebrity endorsement. Awful. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided in service by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
From our super
super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it. It's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks. It's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
This 3 seconds brought to you by that one cricket outside your house keeping you up at night.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. The qualifying period to run for the District 74 House of Representatives seat ends tonight at 5. Right now, Charlotte Meadows and Tobias Grant are running on the Republican side, and so far, no Democrats in the race. And after the Department of Justice slammed the state's prison system, one group held a press conference today to tackle the issue. Officials with the Southern Poverty Law Center say they sent a letter to Governor Ivey and the Department of Corrections with a plan to improve prison safety. On the list, building new prisons, hiring more workers, increasing pay, and sentencing and parole reform. Plus, Montgomery's district attorney is holding an evening of remembrance in honor of National Crime Victims Rights Week. The ceremony is at 6 to 9 at Southside Church of Christ and will have information about support services for families. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The risk of some scattered showers will remain in the forecast through tonight. A little cooler tonight. Overnight low temperature drops to about 56. Tomorrow, boy, I think it's going to be a great spring day. High temperature up to about 84. Lots of sunshine around. Thursday, I think we're dry during the day. Breezy and warm with a high around 83. Chances some storms perhaps into the overnight hours Thursday night into part of Friday. Then over the weekend, we'll be watching the development of another storm system, one that could be a big deal, especially late in the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC. One of the oldest, largest, and most popular arts and crafts fairs in the South, April 13th and 14th, the 48th Annual Calico Fort. Lots of handmade items, folk art, weavers, and many other arts and crafts exhibits. 2 days of entertainment for everyone to enjoy. Plenty of great food like old-fashioned hand-pulled barbecue and homemade ice cream. Special events just for the kids. Calico Fort, April 13th and 14th in Fort Deposit, Alabama. Take I-65 and follow the signs.
Using an overpriced trash bag?
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks?
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Or a smelly bag?
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
Time to switch to Hefty Ultra Strong Trash Bags, always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
They're our best bags yet, and they cost less than Glad Force Flex, where sold head to head. So you'll be
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer Odor Control. Also available in heavy-duty black bags.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Your daughter's a genius. And with all those smarts comes a lot of travel. So you're at Hampton by Hilton for a science fair in Springfield. Last month she was a mathlete in Martindale. Next she'll be a robot whiz in Riverside. She fuels up on free Hampton waffles. You fuel up on coffee. With 6 hours of applied biology ahead of you, you need all your synapses firing. Proud parent of a prodigy? That's why we're here with free hot breakfast and more than 2,400 locations. Book at Hampton.com for our price match guarantee. Hampton by Hilton. Terms and conditions apply.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Raising taxes.
Let me get this straight. They take money out your check every week. Want some more money in April. What kind of gangster shit is that?
This is ridiculous, and you're gonna catch me to death.
That is my money.
If you like, you can have all my money in my leg.
How am I gonna live? I only have $300 million.
I think we should give more tax breaks to the rich.
Money! Get back. I'm all fried, Jack. Keep your hands off of my
plenty of money. They don't need your taxes.
You don't even pay taxes. They take tax. You get the check, money gone.
I'm losing money, and it's your dog's fault.
I need to pay the government the taxes I owe.
I make $184 a year.
I declare bankruptcy!
I can make that much money in 5 seconds.
Hide your money in a mattress. We're all going to die!
Money! It's a crime.
A couple years ago, I made some money I didn't pay taxes on.
What's up? You look stressed.
I just got my taxes done. They rushed me and they rushed me out. I don't even think they listened.
Sorry, I gotta pay taxes.
Shut up and give me some money.
When I found you, you were boxing donkeys for money.
I just got my roll call score from 84. 7.365. 718. Lowest ever. And Goose. Oh, my goodness. Sent some photos of her new place. The work's almost done and she's ready to go. Pretty nice, huh?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Next to Biscayne Park.
Looks great.
And the water.
Water.
And the funny thing is, the guy that's doing the work, he's young like me.
Yeah.
He
young
was a fan.
Heart.
He asked her, he said, when she gave him the first check for the work they're doing, he noticed that he said, does your dad used to be in the radio down here? And she said, yeah. He said, he was the greatest radio.
Well, that's really... Okay. We need to fix the bugs in that thing because that's more an opinion. A subjective opinion than...
Any he didn't say, no, he was a listener. He knew. It was kind of cool. 448.
Was he upset by that time you got fake married?
I don't know that
it was fake. You are fake news.
That's why I hate it so much, because I know what it's like to be fake. What the hell does that mean? Let's find that story. Who is this Slalwell jack or guy?
Some smarmy a-hole.
He is the definitive of smarm.
Oh, yeah.
And he's the one that wants, we should have gun regulate. You just go ahead and do that, Democrats. You go ahead and pass your unconstitutional anti. That's the only way they're ever going to really take the power they want, is when we can't fight back. And we ain't going to let that happen.
Yeah, he's such a smarmy piece of toe jam, that guy.
He really is. Let's see. President Donald Trump fan club. Nunez drops $150 million lawsuit. Media panics. Oh, my. Well, you know, aren't there people in the media that are complicit in the passing of this dossier, all this leakage that went on?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Some of their asses need to be included in the perp walk to prison.
That Nunez lawsuit I found silly because he's trying to do it on First Amendment grounds. I think that's kind of nonsense. He might have a case if they go after the, I think it's the Communications Decency Act. Right now, places like Twitter, Facebook, Google even are treated as common carriers. So they are not liable for crazy things that get posted. Very much like somebody, I call you and threaten to kill you over the phone. The phone company's not liable for that.
Right.
But recently, these platforms have not been acting like common carriers. They've been policing a lot of stuff.
I mean, seriously. And I don't understand why. Why do any of them want to live in that kind of world where only one opinion is accepted, only one type of speech is accepted? I don't get it.
So you would invite AOC onto the show?
Sure.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll reach out.
She's not going to come on the show. She's not going to go on Fox. She's not going to any show that might challenge her.
I would love for her to be in studio.
By the way, I won't mention any names, but I did get I think it was intended as a good suggestion from somebody we both know that you should stop all the wrestling talk. I believe he's afraid that you'll die a virgin if...
Well, that ship's already left sail.
wrestling ship?
No, the... Let's just say I've already been on my virginal voyage.
It is 4:51.
Wasn't that great of a voyage?
No.
It was like, it's kind of disappointing. It's like you buy a ticket to go on a great Alaskan cruise, you end up in the infirmary for a few days.
Take the Alaskan cruise. It lasts longer and you'll have more fun.
Yeah.
The, did I ever tell you the lame-ass story about when I was first in radio?
You've told me several.
Well.
Oh, this is like when you were first in radio.
Very early.
Does it have something to do with your virginity?
Mm-hmm.
Now he gets all quiet.
There was this guy. No.
I don't know if that counts.
This guy, where he was a big-time Chicago jock, Jimmy P. Stagg.
You have told me about this. And yeah. he
told me, he says, I don't care. Let me see if I can find him.
So you're like 18?
Around there.
17, 19?
All right. Jimmy Stagg was an American disc jockey, referred to as the Stagg Line. You know, there he is. There's Jimmy P. He died November 6, 2007, at age 72 in Lake Forest. That's where I went to visit him. I used to help him catalog his career stuff, file tapes and stuff. And, in fact, Rich may remember, he was born in Bessemer, Alabama.
Oh, wow.
Let's see, he worked in Birmingham Radio. There was the Philadelphia, San Francisco, Milwaukee, KYW. The Big Jelly in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And then he made it to Chicago. And he told me, he says, I don't care what time of day, whenever it is, but when that moment happens, I want a phone call.
When you go on your first voyage.
On my first voyage, yes. Yeah. When my ship sails. So it's 2:30 in the morning. And I'm thinking, he really wanted me to do this. And so I did. I called him up and I said, Jimmy, it's Greg.
Mm-hmm.
He says, are you calling to tell me? It better be the reason you're calling. I said, yeah. He says, good. Welcome to the club. But if you want to look him up.
Feel like a man?
No, it's like you kind of inferred there. The first time is not always...
Right.
It's just not.
It's awkward.
Wow, that is so weird to see. And he's from Bessemer. They didn't know that. Wow. Quite the radio pedigree, though. It is 4:54. Let's hit the traffic dungeon, and then we'll be right back.
As we inch on a little bit closer to the 5 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region, and there are some accidents you'll want to know about. We have one on the East South Boulevard at Troy Highway, so watch out there. If you're in the downtown area, there's already a lot of confusion due to the closure there on Madison Avenue, but we have an accident. It's on Arbor Street in the 400 block. That's going to affect you if you're headed to 85 North. And we also have an accident on Del Rado Road right outside the Gunner Air Force Base gate, so watch out there. If you're traveling on the interstates this afternoon, there's not much to slow you down. Just watch out for the traffic around you. You're up at a speed limit ride. On the boulevard, the traffic is building up pretty quickly, and again, we have the accident at Troy Highway. Other than that, you're going to slow down around Vaughn Road, I-85, and the Atlanta Highway. Let's be careful as we get onto the house this afternoon. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, sports cars, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Oh, phone rings, because I need to talk to you. We did a statistical thing on the morning show today about that.
Our survey said...
that 3 out of 10 Americans are in a dry spell when it comes to that.
Yeah.
And blah, blah, blah.
Now, what's a dry spell?
Ain't getting any.
No, I mean, like, how long does it have to be before it's considered a drought?
11 months. That's a dry spell.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we went...
I remember those days.
I had the numbers here, so I went around the room to see, you know, what do you think is average for Americans? And Jay said 3 times a week, and that was the correct answer. I don't know that Rich said anything, but Emily burst out twice a day.
Unduly wet.
While we were talking about what we were just talking about with Jimmy P. Stagg, she texted me and she says, I got so much crap for the 2 times a day situation this morning, but you guys are doing this. Outrageous, I say, says Emily.
2 times a day sounds fantastic.
Which is just her way.
Morning and night.
It's just her way of saying.
That just frosts my pajamas.
But don't worry, tomorrow morning, the four of us will be back, and we will be living our credo.
Unity!
Unfortunately, that's how word also describes the love life of some people. But anyway, here's Master Thespian. We give him a big Warhawk welcome.
Hey, I got a fresh traffic situation and it hasn't even hit your traffic dungeon yet.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
What you got?
Perry Hill Road going northbound. Just in front of the Fresh Market. There's a fender bender there slowing traffic down.
Where?
It's right in front of the Fresh Market on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, there.
It's in the northbound lane. Yeah, apparently someone was trying to turn and another person was trying to turn at the same place at the same time. It doesn't look like anybody is hurt.
That's where that's the plaza where Seafood Bistro is, right?
Yes.
Okay,
exactly.
So.
Exactly. If you're going northbound on Perry Hill Road trying to make it to Carmichael Road or the interstate, just be advised, it's going to take you a little while because they're right in the middle of the road.
All right. How many vehicles? Two or more?
Two vehicles.
Master Thespian, we appreciate that update.
All right. Thank you. Carry on.
And right back at you. Whoops.
Bye.
Now, I have to ask you, since we're on this topic, and this probably won't be picked up on the recorder at this point in the hour, how many voyages have you gone on in a day? The most voyages.
Most voyages?
Mm-hmm, in a day. In a 24-hour period.
I need some help here.
Boy, look at the time.
Thanks, Rich.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical.